How's he going to sound, Tim? How is he going to sound, Gaz?
Morning, boys.
Oh,
up and about. Rough. How are we on this great morning, on one of the greatest Monday mornings in history?
I got a message from Tim Sausage Gossage over there, Gaz. He said, wait to hear Gaz's voice. He's up and about. He's pumped.
No, I am indeed. Voice is okay. Been doing a lot of talking, not alcohol and fuel. I had a couple of beers yesterday with everyone and... Wow, where do we start? How long we got? Are we on until three or what?
Hey, congratulations, yeah, Gaz. Well, I mean, it was fantastic. Some great TV afterwards with you and in the Melbourne rooms with Jacko and all the ex-players and the current players. It really was, I don't know how you felt, but it was fantastic to watch.
Well, I felt how I thought I'd feel, to be honest. How when I sat back and watched everyone else celebrating grand finals, and I've loved grand final day as a commentator, you see it right through, you watch the lap of honour and... You go down in the change rooms and you desperately hope that one day you'll get that experience. And that's exactly how it felt. It was every bit as good as I thought it would be. And then what a game. The way this game unfolded, it just had your heart jumping up and down all over the place. And in the blink of an eye, it was over and you could sit back and enjoy the last quarter.
I say, Nahado, what a great thing it is now, Gary, how teams go back out onto the ground post the grand final and sort of relive it. Because... once upon a time, it was like you went into the rooms after a grand final, and if you won, you sort of felt like everything was rushed because you had to leave the ground and then get to, you know, the function that was going to be held that night or whatever. And what you really wanted to do is you just wanted to sort of milk yourself in the actual emotion of what had just taken place, and you didn't really want to leave the ground. You wanted to stay there and enjoy it with the players. And that's exactly what they did again on Saturday night. And you were out there for a period of time.
Yeah, no, they made it. I think that was very much, if they were good enough to win, that they weren't going anywhere in a hurry. And when everyone had sort of gone and lights were sort of down a bit, they just wandered out, took some Eskies out and a few pizzas and had the music blaring and boys pulled some cigars out. And, I was lucky to be there for a while and it was as good a couple of hours as you could have. They were just so happy. I was sat with Adam Uze and we talked the game through and I just kept peppering him with questions about these kids, you know, what they were like and who this bloke, you know, and got a great insight into where they're at. And now I think that's the best moment. And then they went off and went crazy in the middle of Perth somewhere. I don't know where that was. And they're still going. They're still going strong. But no, great. That was a great thrill and a great moment.
What about the cup presentation, Gaz? How did that transpire for you?
It was great. I just stood there like a little kid. you just imagine any Melbourne supporter being lucky enough and privileged enough to stand and get, you know, to see it all at close quarters and the emotion and everything else. And, handing that over, something I'll remember forever.
Did it affect you in the way that you anticipated or thought that it would affect you? Was it better?
Better. It's better. It's just a sense that it's, you know, this is done and no one can take it away from you. And you're looking at these blokes who are going to be, they're premiership players for the rest of their lives. It doesn't matter what else happens to them. So they're premiership players and for the club, you know, it's just such a big, significant day, and there's a relief mixed in with the emotion of just how thrilled you are for them all. And they're in great shape, their footy club. Gee whiz, I've spent some time with Gary Peard over the last week or so, and, you know, all of a sudden a team that's battled and struggled with, you know, financially and all sorts of things, they're in good nick.
There are leaders and there are leaders, I think. Like, you know, guys can be captain and, you know, they can be a really good, solid captain. But then there's somebody like a Max Gorn. What's impressed you most, given that you've been a little bit closer to the club in recent times, has impressed you most about Max?
I think he's a great observer of what's going on, so he knows, you know, exactly how to react and respond at any given time. I think part of the leadership is having an awareness of what's happening around you. And even yesterday, while they're having their drinks and their lunch at the pub and all that sort of stuff, he was just sort of sitting back for the first hour and just casting an eye over it. It looked to me like he was going, right, let's just make sure we're all under control here and let's make sure no one's getting out of control. And then he looked fatherly to me. But then he can change, as you saw in some, I'm sure you saw the vision when he was on the shoulders. I don't know who's on the shoulders of drinking out of the champagne bottle. He's got both gears, but... No, he's been unbelievable. Absolutely extraordinary.
He was extraordinary in the lead-up with the amount of how he was such the face and through that two-week period. He had a funny game. He had some really influential moments, and we've talked about Jackson. Just before I go and hand over to you, Gaz, A, being there, what the difference that's made for your experience of all this, but just the way you, and you've said how fortunate you are, being able to represent all the old players. It's been, and the fans as well, I know, but it's been just so stark how from big names to, you know, guys that played two or three games with the Ds, you've seen them all pop up somewhere on social media or heard about them via you or Ox or, you know, the WhatsApp groups that have been going off. It's been incredible.
It has, and you know, that's the thing, as Whispered know, is that past playing groups, you've got to work hard to keep them together. And, you know, when you've got generational groups, it's bloody difficult, but they've done an unbelievable job. And sometimes it needs something like this. Players can get self-conscious, but I think this was so overwhelmingly positive, they didn't matter who they were, they were just all piling in. You know, from the 200, 300, 250 games, 300 David Neats, right down to blokes that played for one or two games. You know, they were every bit as excited. And I reckon, I would imagine, that's representative of our audience of Melbourne supporters out there and everyone else. They'd be over the moon. And I just can't imagine what Saturday night was like.
And did you think he had a good strut, Tim, as he walked up to present the medal, Gaz, or not?
Strut? I didn't want to fall over.
I thought it was magnificent.
It was.
Winding up Basil, though, I thought that was a great idea, too.
Yeah, Tim's blamed you for Basil not giving Simon Goodwin an opportunity to speak.
I thought that you might have been winding Basil up like you do when I'm on the quiz. That's what I said this morning.
And did he also announce the Norm Smith medal winner?
Yes,
that was Andrew Embley's job.
No, he's the mayor. He can do whatever he wants.
I think we've found that protocol changed. A few people have said that in the Richmond ones, that protocol changed.